You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeart Radio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. It's Dean Unglert, joined by his handsome, incredible co-host, Jared Haben.
Wow, what an intro, bro.
Yeah. How are you, Jared?
I am doing well. You know, we're opening the coffee shop. Very exciting things. Also extremely nerve-wracking, but hopefully later in October we'll be open, bro. I'll have a nice coffee ready to go for you. We're going to also try to make it like a little bit of a date spot. So anybody who's listening, who's in like the Rhode Island, New England area and looking for like a cool first date spot, you should definitely check out Audrey's as long as you're going on a first date like late October, early November. Because if you come now, we won't be open. But we're going to have like little games that you can play at tables, like card games so you can get to know each other better. I always still thought like, what if, Dean, we had like dating advice cards and it was from bachelor people. So like there's a card on a table and it's like some sort of advice from you and it'll say, you know, Dean Ungler.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Are you going to try to make a bachelor theme present in the restaurant?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, obviously Ashley and I are very aware that we owe a lot to the Bachelor franchise and we're known for it. So we want to pay homage to it. For example, there's a rose in the logo. There's going to be certain names in the drinks or the food. We were also thinking maybe we'll name a drink, a coffee drink after you. We were thinking of Deanie's Coffee Beanies.
What an honor that would be to have a coffee named after me.
You were the first one that came to mind.
Deanie's Coffee Beanies. What about like Nick and Ben and Wells and all them? You got to do them too.
Oh, of course. I'm trying to think though. Like Nick was the next person. And I was like, I can't think of a name for Nick. We were thinking maybe some sort of like bitter coffee, you know, that's a little bit drier. But then like once you see there has like a sweet aftertaste.
Mmm. It's chiseled abs somehow too.
Obviously. Tattoos all over the place now.
That's funny, man. I would be honored to have a drink named after me. I would have to taste test it to, and like, you know, give my blessing on the drink. Cause I don't want to have like a crap, not that you're going to have crappy drinks at your coffee shop.
Yeah, you bite your tongue, my friend.
Yeah. I was impressed by the size of the space. I was expecting it to be like a little rinky dinky coffee shop, but it's like a pretty, I see like why lounge is part of the title now because it does feel very loungy.
Yeah. Very loungy. So we're excited. And like I said, in the caption, and I truly meant it. The opportunity to be a business owner is really cool, and especially in my home state. And I want it to be a family-owned business and family-run business. So being here, surrounded by family and friends that can really support and help me, means a lot. So I'm excited, man. But so that's what's happening in my world. What's up?
Have you thought about who you're going to like employ?
Yeah. So I had actually a couple interviews today, and I actually just hired, not officially, but she said she was going to take the job, which is very exciting.
a manager, and she's fantastic. So I'm super excited to work with her. And my dad's going to help me manage it. Like I said, I really want it to be a family business. So he's going to be very heavily involved in it. Ashley, you know, Ashley's going to do what she does, which is come in and, you know, shake hands and kiss babies that are not her own.
Right.
And
as long as she's kissing hands, or as long as she's not shaking babies and kissing hands.
Yes. Flip that, reverse it. But something along those lines. And right. It's cool, man. I'm excited. But how was your travels? You're back in the States now.
I am at my home in Los Angeles. It was good, man. I'm bummed I missed last week's episode. I was, I'm sure you filled everyone in. I was in Alaska and I did not have cell phone reception. Cell phone reception is hard to come by in Alaska, believe it or not.
Yeah. I feel like cell phone reception is difficult to come by in a lot of parts of the world.
Yeah. We were up at this, like, it didn't snow for the first like 4 days we were in Alaska. And the second to last day, we got like a foot and a half and we were up at this remote cabin. And we didn't get stuck, but it definitely like delayed our departure and arrival to Anchorage, or Wasilla, I guess is where we were. Last time I talked to you guys, we did a doubleheader from Greece. And then obviously after that, Kaylin and I went to Italy. Oh, wait, no. I did record an episode from Italy. Yeah, we were in the Dolomites. That was when we had Hannah on.
Yeah.
Right, that's right, that's right. Yep. So yeah, so I talked to you from Italy. Italy was amazing. Italy was the most expensive trip I've ever been on in my life, but it was worth every penny. We had an amazing time. I definitely gained like 20 pounds of just eating spaghetti and drinking beer every single day.
Do you find that the food tastes better?
It was so good, man. You would like find like a crappy looking little restaurant, the Ristorante Pizzeria, as they're everywhere. And you're like, this food is not going to be good. And then you get it and you're like, oh my gosh, that was the best spaghetti I've ever had in my entire life. As I'm sure you can attest to, because you were in Positano, yeah?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, man. Everything. So, so good. I love Italy. Like I think I talked about this last time I was on the podcast, but Kaylin and I are really strongly considering like when we move abroad to consider living in Italy for like 6 months. It's just so beautiful there. Just like a nice little way of living.
You say move abroad?
Yeah, Kaylin and I, we've talked about this before. Kaylin and I have always wanted to live abroad.
I never thought you were serious.
Yeah. Oh, dead serious. We agreed mutually. When Pappy dies is when we'll finally move abroad. So
don't put that thought into my head. I'm like emotionally wrecked now thinking about that. Oh no.
Pappy's dying soon. He's like,
what?
We keep taking him to the doctors because he keeps acting like really strange. And every doctor like diagnoses him with something.
Ashley's now very concerned. Well, he said that him and Kaylin are going to move abroad when Pappy dies, and he thinks that Pappy might, you know,
Pappy.
It might happen sooner rather than later.
I just bought the Vegas house.
I know. I'm more concerned about Pappy than the house.
But Pappy is a little bit older.
But Pappy's got many good years.
Pappy's 12. He was just diagnosed with dementia. and
I don't mean to laugh.
Yeah, it's a dog that has dementia. It's funny.
Oh, the poor thing. Pappy's got dementia.
He's got dementia. He's got like a brain tumor. He's got a heart murmur. He's got all of these issues. So,
Pappy, he's the sweetest soul ever.
He's going to die soon. And, you know, we're hoping to give him a good couple last months, years, whatever it takes. But once that happens, we want to live in Italy. We maybe want to try living in Japan. We want to try living in South America. I know it's not as easy as just saying, yeah, we want to go try living in these places. There's a lot of like hoops you have to jump through, but, for like short-term living, I think we could just do like 2-3 month stints in each of those places. And Italy is high up on the list now. We loved Italy so much. But yeah, I got back from Italy and flew straight to Alaska and started skydiving in Alaska. And it was crazy skydiving in Alaska because we were skydiving just outside of Denali National Park. You can't skydive in the actual national park. But the people that were like flying us up and like taking us to altitude and like the lodge that we were landing at, I like asked him, and the guy was like, yeah, like I've lived here for, you know, 35 years and I've never seen anyone skydive here. So like in our heads, we're like, we're the first people to ever skydive in this area, which is like super cool to think about.
It's also quite terrifying to think about.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's for a reason. I had my closest near-death experience. The first day we were out there, I like slipped off the airplane as I was crawling out the door. And my head was like 6 inches away from smacking the tail of the airplane, which would have probably like ripped my head off. And it probably would have killed the pilot too, because like, you know, he wouldn't have had a tail on the airplane anymore. So that was pretty terrifying. Columbia, they were like, yeah, we have this new gear we want you to like do a sponsored post with. And I was like, perfect, I'll wear it in Alaska. And so I like was head to toe in this Columbia gear. And it's so cold when you're skydiving in Alaska, obviously. We're at like 10,000 feet. And the air temperature was like 5 degrees, but then with the wind chill, it got down to like minus 15 degrees. And it's just, it's such a brutal thing because it's like, you're about to jump out of an airplane. And you're like, okay, I just want to make sure like I can pull the things I need to pull. Like I can't really feel my fingers. So you like jump, you pull your parachute, and then you're just in the air for another probably like 3 or 4 minutes as you float down to the ground. And it's like your fingers start to freeze and like it just becomes like unbearably cold. But it was a great experience. And if anyone is ever thinking about skydiving in Alaska, I don't know why you would be thinking about that, but I highly recommend it.
So what is it about Alaska that makes it so appealing, seeing how you're freezing to death while plummeting towards the earth?
You know, it's just, I think it's one of those things like human nature to be the first people to do something is pretty cool. I'm sure people have skydived there before, at maybe like around the area, but like, you know, to be one of the few people that have done it is pretty cool. And just like the views. So like you're basically right above Denali National Park, and Denali is the tallest mountain in North America. So it's like just stunning views. And there's like a beautiful blue alpine lake right below you. It's funny, actually, one of the second jump. So the first jump, I almost died because I slipped off the airplane. Terrifying.
What do you mean slipped off the airplane? You just like casually say these things and you're like, I slipped out of the airplane. It was nothing. No. I was 10,000 feet and I tripped.
I shared that. I guess my Wi-Fi must have cut out at this point. It was the closest I've ever been to dying. I was crawling out of the airplane. You know, the airplane's going like 90 miles an hour or whatever it is. And we were trying to get the door.
90 miles
I was trying
per
to get the door
hour.
Open. Pretty slow, right?
That's so slow. A commercial airline goes like 500 miles per hour.
Right. Well, it's just like a little Cessna. So it's just like...
it's hanging on its last limb. It's the pappies of planes.
Right. It's good. The plane has dementia too. Well, you know, the pilot like goes as slow as he possibly can to like make it like doable to get out there. But like you can't go much slower than that. Otherwise, the plane would stall. And I was getting out of the door and I like couldn't get the door open because it was so windy. And as I was crawling out, the door like shut on me and I like slipped off the airplane. And I fell backwards off the airplane and I almost hit the tail of the airplane going 90 miles an hour. So like my head missed it by like 6 inches. And like if I had hit it, I would have probably got decapitated.
Oh,
and
my.
And the pilot would have died too, because like he wouldn't have had a tail on the airplane. So very close to killing myself there. Fortunately, I escaped that injury. But the second jump was the same day. Yeah, so later that day, I did a second jump. And we took the door off, so I was able to get out of everything easily. But I had this this camera mount on my helmet that like it's like a 6-inch stick with the camera on top of it just to like add a little bit better perspective. And as I opened up my parachute, the lines or like the thing, the parachute that's connected to me, like wrapped around the camera. And so it like ripped the camera off my head, which I'm very fortunate ripped off rather than like getting fully tangled because that would have been really bad. But it ripped the camera off my head. And then the camera fell 7,000 feet down to the ground and I lost it.
Thank God
it
didn't wrap around your neck.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't wrap around the neck, but it is like a pretty scary snag point. I got lucky that it didn't just like wrap around and stay there, you know?
How does Kaylin feel about all this? There's no way she's okay with it. There's no way.
I think it's just like a blissful ignorance, you know? Like I kind of tell her the things that she needs to know and I kind of keep the scary stuff out of it most of the time.
I mean, have you told her these stories?
Yeah. I've actually got a picture too that I was going to post a TikTok because the first time I almost killed myself, I had the camera so you can see very clearly like what happened. She knows that I like it. And I think that's what she is okay with. She says that if I'm having fun, that's all that matters.
Are you having fun? Are these near death experiences fun? I mean, I can understand, obviously, you know, jumping out of planes and skydiving and doing all that and the adrenaline rush. But like when you're talking about, we're going to be the first people ever jumping out of a plane going 90 miles per hour over Alaska when it's 0 degrees outside. Oh, by the way, because it's so windy, the door slammed on me. I fell outside, almost decapitated myself. It's like, all right, there's a line. There's a line. And I think you're stepping over it, my friend.
That's pretty cool, though. Like that, you summarize that really well. And I think I'm even more excited after hearing you summarize it. So the guys that I was with too, they want to go back next summer over, they want to fly a helicopter over Denali and like wingsuit down the side of Denali and then land in the area that we're landing.
And Denali is in Alaska.
Denali is the tallest mountain in North America. Yeah.
Got it. Yes. Okay. Just clarifying. I was never very good at Jeopardy.
Now you'll know that answer whenever you get it.
Well, I hope it's a clue tonight.
Yeah. You'll be ready for it.
Yeah. Denali! It's Denali!
I will say though, while I was, I'm always terrified every time before I skydive, like terrified. And this time for some reason I wasn't. I think I was, it's A, because I was so cold, and B, because it was so beautiful out there. So I wasn't as scared this time, even though I almost killed myself, but that's fine. But I didn't, so it's okay.
I didn't even know how the hell to segue out of this one. Yeah. Well, we do have some hot topics coming up. Celebrity hot gossips, not about Dean decapitating himself. We have a bachelor relationship that unfortunately ended again this Ooh. Week. I'll tease it afterwards. In case you guys don't know, there was a bachelor relationship, a high profile one that did end this what? Week, and they broke up. They've broken up before, unfortunately. We also have some tea about Will Smith being in an open relationship, which I feel like I've heard rumors about that for 10 years, that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith are in an open relationship. But now apparently he has confirmed it. We also have some more hot topics about Jennifer Aniston, who we know is a big Bachelor fan, talking about getting back into the dating world. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We're going to get into it after this small break.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
All right, welcome back to Help, I Suck at Dating. As I teased prior to our break, there was a bachelor relationship that did come to an end once again. And I say once again because they've broken up before and now they broke up again. Dale Moss and Claire Crawley ended their relationship and quote, it's for good this time. So I'll give you a little bit of a synopsis. Is that what you're asking for?
Yeah, I was going to say, please catch me up to speed.
All right, here we go. So the Bachelorettes, Dale Moss and Claire Crawley, of course, have split up once again, and apparently it's for good this time. So back in January, the couple, who met, of course, on ABC's 16th season of The Bachelorette before Tayshia took over, broke off their engagement after a whirlwind of a romance. Now, a source told the Page Six article, which is what I'm reading from, that at the time that the pair couldn't agree on some major issues like which state to live in and how soon to start having kids. Do you remember that, Dean, when she on national TV when Chris was interviewing Dale and Claire, and then Chris was like, so what's next for you guys? And she's like, babies.
Yeah, I remember.
So I'm curious if he was just like, hey, let's hold off for a couple years. And she's like, I want kids now, which I don't blame Claire. Honestly, she's, I feel like, been pretty much upfront this entire time with all of her relationships throughout her time on The Bachelor, which has been, I want kids, I want a family immediately now. So if you're going to date me, you better be ready for it too. So I actually don't blame her in that aspect, even if she kind of was a little eager in that moment. So I digress. The former NFL player, Dale, I wonder which team he played for, said...
He did not play for the NFL, did he really?
I don't know. It says here that the former NFL player, I think he might have been a practice squad guy. I don't want to like say he was practice squad if he actually made the team. Who knows? But anyway, Dale... Okay. Said at the time, building a relationship in general is tough, especially when you're doing it in the public eye and the media will take things and run with them. People will spread lies or always want to point the finger. But the fact of the matter is there's no one person to blame in this situation. But by February, of course, we all know they reconciled and were spotted together in Venice, Florida. They were soon seen smooching in New York. And by April, Dale told the Hollywood podcast that he and Claire were in a good place. I remember that because he didn't confirm if they were dating or not. He said, we are definitely taking time and spending time together. But the insider on Monday apparently said that Dale and Claire have split again. This time it's good. It did not end well. My first question, Dean, are you shocked by this news?
I am shocked. How do you feel about it? Well, I gather my thoughts.
I guess I'm shocked about how quickly it ended because, you know, when was her season, when they start? So last October, September, somewhere around there, I believe. Uh-huh. Okay, Ashley, the Bachelor informant, told me that they were engaged in August. So I remember they dated for a couple months, ended it in February, got back together and have been dating for a couple months ever since. So you would imagine that after the first breakup, if they got back together, especially being in the public eye, like Dale talks about, they'd have a little bit stronger of a foundation and have a pretty good idea that they want to move forward with this and kind of take, you know, some time and really figure out, I don't know, really invest in this relationship. And I guess after a couple of months, I just figured that it's not going to work out. I do feel bad for Claire. Claire's a friend. She's a really good person. I like Claire a lot. You know, I want her to find a man. Both Ashley and I were very excited when she became the Bachelorette. You know, she's been through this thing a few times. We've kind of grown with Claire Crawley a little bit from her time talking, you know, on Juan Pablo to talking to the raccoon on Paradise to ultimately becoming the Bachelorette. So I think we were very hopeful that she was going to find her man. And unfortunately, it doesn't appear that that's the case. So hopefully she just finds a guy outside the Bachelor. That's what I really hope.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I appreciate you divulging all that because it gave me time to collect my thoughts.
Anytime.
And I know exactly what happened. This is what happened, everyone. And yeah, I'm going to speak very matter-of-factly because that's just how confident I am in this assessment that I'm about to make. So Dale and Claire got engaged after that like incredibly abbreviated amount of time on the show, right? Like everyone was like, wow, crazy. Claire blew up the show for Dale, whatever.
That's right.
That's crazy in and of itself. But Dale, I feel like, was never fully invested in the relationship. That's why they broke up. Once they broke up, Dale started to see the backlash that he was receiving. And Dale, he's not an idiot, you know, like very bad press, like very bad PR. I think he wants to like get into hosting and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, with that kind of negative press around you, you're not going to get any of those jobs. You know what I mean? So he starts to see all this backlash he's receiving. And so what's his response? He wants to then get back together with Claire because he knows that with Claire, he can achieve his professional goals a lot easier. So he gets back together with Claire. The script starts to turn around back and people start to like Dale a little bit more. He starts to see more like brand opportunities come through there's no denying that's definitely the truth. And then, you know, they start getting together again and Dale starts to remember like why they broke up the first time and how incompatible they are. And he's already kind of saved face in the eyes of everyone else out there. And so he's like, okay, cool. Like, you know, now we can break up and there's going to be no bad blood because it's like, we got back together, we tried and we were together for a little bit longer. So 100% it was a PR move from Dale to be able to find a career in hosting or whatever it is. That's my assessment.
I mean, I love your take because of how dramatic it is. It's like this.
It's just so true. I know it. I know it to be true and I will not accept anything else. And I like, you know, there's a few very strange hills I'll die on. This is one of those strange hills.
What's another deal? A deal. Holy crap. What's another deal? Oh my God. Let me collect my thoughts, people. What's another hill that you would die on?
I can't rattle them off the top of my head, I think. But, you know, I get weirdly passionate about certain things.
I know you do. I love it.
Things that don't matter in the slightest. Things that I have no bearing on and have no bearing on me as an individual.
Should I even say what I think about this situation? Because it's definitely not as cool as yours.
Yeah, please. I'd love to hear it.
It's definitely not as dramatic. I think that Dale, listen, he went on the show to possibly find love, but he went on the show for a business opportunity as well. And I think he wanted to kind of experience the bachelor, you know, fame or experience, whatever you want to call it. Not to say, like, I feel like there's a lot of people that go in with, you know, wanting to experience different things. And I think Dale met Claire, liked Claire, and I think Claire fell head over heels for Dale and was all in from day one and didn't want anybody else. And Dale was like, okay, I like you. Let's take it slow. And Claire did not want to take it slow. And so I think ever since then, it's been this battle, if I had to guess, of Claire wanting to move forward and move quickly and be like, hey, I'm all in on you. Are you all in on me? And he's like, well, yeah, I think I like. And then he keeps going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, trying to slow play it. And I think it probably just came to a head recently where Claire was like, you're either in or you're out. And he was probably out. That's my gut. That's what my gut tells me.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I agree with you. He went on the show as to maybe find love, which we all do. Like there's no denying that there's like business opportunities that come from it. But like if you fall in love also, fantastic, right? Like there's no shame in that. I would bet $1 million that I don't have that if Dale was the bachelor and Claire was on his season, she would never have made it to his final one. You know?
Really?
I just don't, I like you said, I think Claire was all in, head over heels with Dale. Dale was kind of just like, eh.
So you think he would have left the show early?
No, I think that if Dale was the bachelor and Claire was a contestant on his season,
oh,
he would not have chosen her at the end. It would have been some other girl.
I agree. I also will go one step further. I bet that if Claire had an entire season, Dale might have removed himself. Because he knew he wasn't as invested in the relationship with Claire as Claire was with him. That's my gut.
Yeah, that's an interesting take too. He never really had that chance to because the season was abbreviated.
Yeah, and so I don't really blame either party in this. I truly don't. I know people are just going to immediately put the blame on Dale. I don't think it's entirely his fault. Now, granted, this is speaking for someone who's 30,000 feet away, but I think he was someone who you see all the time in everyday life, whereas one person is more invested in the relationship than the other, and they kind of slow play it. And it was only a few months. It wasn't like this was a relationship that lasted 8 years. So listen, if this kept going and going and going, I totally agree. It's like Dale, either shit or get off the pot. But, you know, they were just kind of going back and forth. So I think it's probably best that they just go in their different directions. And I really hope that Claire meets a very nice guy. I think she needs a guy. I've always envisioned Claire with a guy who's like rugged in his 40s, like ready to go, ready to settle down, get married. Like that's the type of person I think Claire, I hope, finds.
Yeah, I don't think, again, I don't, like you said, we're 30,000 feet away from it. So what the heck do we know? But that's what we do. We speculate, right? So I agree with you. I don't think that Dale's ready for a relationship like that. And I mean, you can't blame the guy either. You know, you go on the show, he's incredibly handsome, tall, charismatic, good looking smile. So, you know, you go on the show, you achieve a certain level of like recognition for being on that show and you want to kind of like soak it up a little bit and enjoy yourself. And, if you're not like super crazy about the person that you're with at the time, it kind of like there's a lot of reasons for you to be like, well, maybe we should just break up then, because it's like if you're not all in on the relationship, then you know there's a lot of temptations.
What
out
I do
there,
blame I guess, Dale for is proposing, bro. If you're not all in, like I know it's a show and it's a format, and you probably felt a pressure to propose, but come on, like if you're not all in, don't propose, bro.
For sure, they wanted him to. He probably didn't want to. And then the producers probably were like, you should do it. And then eventually, I think he was
he
just like, I guess.
He still should have done it. Even if they were like, yeah, why don't you just do it? Try it out, see what happens. Because then you're really misleading Claire.
I fully agree. I think I can share this. So I don't know if you watched Bachelor in Paradise last week, but Kaylin and I were in the teaser for the finale
yes,
episode.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. And I think I could share this. I don't see why I wouldn't be able to. When we were down there, the producers were like, they like pulled me aside and they were like, hey, Dean, you should totally propose to Kaylin on the last day of the show.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, are you serious? Like, you're telling me this like literally the day before we were supposed to go down and like film this episode. And so I guess all that to say that, you know, the producers are not bashful when it comes to trying to encourage people to propose.
Well, of course, I don't think anybody would assume otherwise. Wouldn't be very right. good TV if they weren't. But you should have just showed off your wedding ring and be like, what are you talking about? We're already married, guys.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe you have to tune in and find out. Maybe we, maybe I do actually do it. But I guess that's my point is, you know, Dale is definitely getting a lot of pressure on the outside.
There we go. Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see Kaylin and Dean tie the knot. Nice little teaser maybe. For you. Tune in.
You might see it. You might see something else. Who knows? All I know is it's going to be good television.
I love it. So our next hot topic is, of course, like I teased about Will Smith, who just revealed that he has an extramarital relationship where apparently Jada wasn't the only one. I feel like I've heard this for years that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have had an open relationship. I guess now it's just being confirmed according to this Yahoo article. Yahoo! It's always fun to say. Fans of the Smiths have wondered for some time, like myself, if Will Smith has cheated on Jada Pinkett Smith in the past. I don't know if I wondered that, but I did wonder about the open relationship. Well, according to Will himself, his wife is, quote, not the only one who has had an extramarital relationship. Will Smith confirmed that he and Jada Pinkett Smith have an open relationship and admitted she's never believed in a conventional marriage. As a refresher, Jada, and Will previously appeared on a bombshell episode of The Red Table Talk back in July of last year to discuss allegations made by rapper Alcina, I think that's how you say it, who claimed that he had a relationship with the 50-year-old girl trap star Jada Pinkett Smith. According to August, the rapper, Will Smith even gave him his blessing to continue the relationship for years. While reps for the Smiths initially denied August's claims, the couple eventually went on to confirm the story themselves. During their Red Table Talk episode, Will and Jada revealed that the relationship took place during a period of separation during their marriage. Now, just over a year since the couple addressed the extramarital relationship, Will Smith has confirmed that his wife was not the only one to have a relationship with someone else during their 23-year marriage. Quote, the public has a narrative that is impenetrable. This Rhode Island education. Impenetrable. Am I saying that right? Impenetrable. Like you can't penetrate it.
Impenetrable.
Impenetrable. Wow, that's a difficult world. A word.
It is. It's a tough one.
Whew. I'm also exhausted. I need some water. Anyway, Will went on to say the public has a narrative that is impenetrable. Once the public decides something, it's difficult to impossible to dislodge the pictures and ideas and perceptions. So he goes on to talk about this. Jada had family members that had an unconventional relationship. So she grew up in a way that was very different than how I grew up. There's a significant, you know, there's been significant discussions about it. Point is that they have had an open relationship and monogamy was what they chose. What do you think about... I guess I want to know what your thoughts in general are about open relationships.
Well, I don't think that we can use Will and Jada Pinkett Smith as examples for an open relationship because they're beautiful, wealthy people, you know, like they can't really be the standard for that stuff just because their lives are so much different than ours.
I know.
Open relationships, man, that's got to be tough. I've never personally been in one. If it works for you, it works for you. I'm inclined to say that like, open relationships, I would imagine like one person wants to have the open relationship and the other person just is like agreeing with it.
Yeah.
And so I always feel like one person wants it more and that imbalance is never a really good thing. But if it works, man, but that's the thing too. It's like Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, like, you know, Will, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like, come on, this guy, if he wanted to, like he could, like, you know, he's not like he wouldn't have a hard time like finding a
nah,
person
he's
to hook
Will
up
Smith.
With.
He'd be fine.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you know, if like, I don't know, I guess my brain's a little fuzzy right now, but like it's a little different for them just because they have a lot more access to other people than a normal person would.
Yeah, I don't get open relationships. I mean, if you can do it, if you're able to handle it and handle the jealousy and everything that comes with it, good for you. Because it is tough. I mean, you know, Ashley and I have been married.
I see her eyeing other guys. I don't actually. But point is, of course, like, you know, you're in a committed relationship, especially for someone like Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, who've been married for 23 years. I'm sure there have been temptations. You know, we're just human beings at the end of the day, but it's what you do with those temptations that really decides what type of person you are. So having an open relationship with open communication is something that I can at least wrap my head around, but I don't think I'd ever be able to do it because the jealousy factor would be huge. You know, listen, I'm not an overly jealous guy, but then if you're talking about someone being intimate with my wife, then that's something I don't think I would just be able to handle. Ashley goes, what about me right now? Because she's very pimply, which is okay. That's, I love your pimply face. It's not even that pimply. It's fine. It's a little pimply, but I digress. You know, I don't think I could do it. Like, you know, obviously we talked about, what's the relationship called when you have three people?
Thruple.
Thank you. So even thruples, you know, is somewhat of a committed relationship. You're just committed with three people instead of two, or you're committed with two people instead of just one other. But an open relationship, I mean, that just opens so many doors, for lack of a better phrase, that I'm not sure I'd be able to walk through.
I mean, I'm on the same boat too. Like, to think about someone hooking up with the person that I love, it was like kind of, it's like a punch in the gut, you know?
Yeah. And I don't even know if like I'd want to. Would you even want to meet the other person? Say like Caitlin was like, hey, I want to be in an open relationship. There's this guy that I met that I really want to be with. Would you want to meet him? Like, would you, or would you not even want to know who he is?
That's a really good question, actually. I don't know. I kind of like, my blood is boiling just thinking about it, to be honest. I would probably be like, if Caitlin was like really into the idea, I'd probably like give it a fair shot, I suppose. And I'd probably meet the guy, I guess, to see, to get a, you know, size him up and get a feel for him. I don't think I would be able to, like, you know, like if you're in an open relationship, that would also include like you going out and hooking up with people. I don't think I would be super comfortable with like doing that either. Like, imagine like waking up in the morning next to someone that's not Ashley, you know, or like in my case, Caitlin, obviously. That'd just be so weird.
Yeah, it would be really weird. And I don't think I'd feel too good about it, even in the moment. It's like, it's just, you feel like a piece of crap. I don't know. Even if you're on the same page, I don't know if I'd be able to do it. But here's a good question for you, Dean. What if Caitlin said, hey, listen, I want to be in an open relationship and I met this girl that I want to bring in?
I would still be weirded out by it, to be honest. I think I've talked about this before. I've had one threesome in my life, but I've been propositioned for, thank you. I've been propositioned for some of those like later in life, like in my like mid-20s. Like a girl that I was like hooking up with was like, let me bring my friend in kind of thing. And I'm like scared. I'm like, no, I'm not interested in that. Like, I would be terrified.
It's a lot of expectation.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah. You're like, what do I do with my left hand? Well, my right hand, should I just have my hands up?
Right. Right. So I think that, if Caitlin came with that idea again, I would like be interested. Like if she wanted it, I would be like, okay, I guess we can like see what happens. But, I wouldn't really be stoked by it, which I think is a weird thing for a guy to say, but yeah. What would you think?
Nah, I mean, like initially I got my gut reaction would be like, that's interesting. But I really think when I put more thought to it, I don't think I'd want to do it. Cause again, it's just introducing so many, not red flags, but so many conversations that I just don't feel like having, you know, like you said, it's just not worth it.
Let's say Ashley walks a red carpet or something like that in Hollywood, meets Rachel McAdams, becomes best friends, and then Ashley's like, hey, Rachel McAdams wants to be a thruple with us. What do you think?
I mean, now you're throwing Rachel McAdams at me, bro. I mean, that's a little different. I think even Ashley would agree that's a little different. You know, that's
right, right.
That's fantasy land right there. But
you're trying to get a reaction out of Ashley?
No. The answer is no. The answer is no, okay? That's it. It's just me and her for the rest of our days. That's right, Ashley, right? Yeah, she said yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
All right, last hot topic before we go into a break, just to address it quickly because we talked about it before the break. Jennifer Aniston wants to start dating. I didn't even know she took a break from dating. Quote, I think I'm ready to share myself with another. So the morning show star stopped by SiriusXM's Lunch with Bruce podcast. I don't know who that is, but it must be pretty big if Jennifer Aniston is on it.
Maybe it's Bruce, what's the guy's name?
Springsteen? From Die Hard? Willis?
Bruce Willis. Is it Bruce Willis?
No, I don't think so. But that would be pretty cool if Bruce Willis had a podcast. He's not much of a talker, I feel like.
They dated for a brief moment on that show Friends that she was on.
Oh my God, that's right. I totally forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's bringing back memories. I forgot that Bruce Willis was on Friends. Anyway, while I get lost in thought. Where am I? Jennifer Aniston opened up about her love life. She announced, obviously, her split from ex-husband Justin Theroux back in 2018. She's still single, but she's open to love. Quote, there hasn't been time to date, and it's COVID. Although people seem to have met and found love during COVID, I don't know how it works. I'm curious to walk up to those people and go, so what happened? Aniston added that, quote, no one of importance has hit my radar yet. But I think it's time. I think I'm ready to share myself with another. I didn't want to for a long time. And I loved really being my own woman without being part of a couple. I've been part of a couple since I was 20. So there was something really nice about taking the time. No Tinders and no Raya, please. I'm an old school girl. People don't come up to people anymore. People don't do that. It's weird, she went on to say. She talked about how important a good first kiss is. She goes on, quote, she also talks about how important conversation flow is. That's a good indicator whether it's going to be a funny and healthy relationship. She talks about how she wants a guy who's not cocky, but he's funny, be generous, kind to people. So she's 52 years old. There's never too late of a time to date, especially at 52. Plus, she looks like she's 37. I mean, the woman only gets better with age. It's crazy. But Dean, let me ask you, hypothetically, let's play in a fantasy world that in 20 years, you end up being single. Kaylin couldn't take your skydiving adventures anymore. She needed something different. So you're 52 years old. You get back into the dating world. Do you think it would be super intimidating? I don't even know what I'd do.
Dude, I've been out of the game for 2 years and I think it'd be intimidating. If Kaylin broke up with me tomorrow and I had to do it, I'd be like, I would be so overwhelmed. I thought that Jennifer Aniston was dating David Schwimmer again or something.
No, there was that Friends reunion, and apparently there was talks that they hung out during filming or after filming. Hey, Ash, when did David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston, did they like ever have a thing? Well, apparently they didn't have a thing. So, apparently people thought they were together, but they're not together. That rumor has been debunked here on Help I Suck at Dating.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be tough, though, to get back into the dating pool after being out of it for so long. But at the same time, too, like, there is a lot of niceties about it. Like Jennifer was saying, you know, she has a chance to be herself and do whatever she wants to now. And, you know, once you reach a certain, like, age, I suppose, you're just like, you know exactly who you are. You know exactly what you want, what you need. And so I think once you get a lot of, like, the nuances of dating out of it, like, you know, when you're dating, when you're 18, you just don't really know what the heck you're doing. But that part's got to be kind of nice. You know, you can be like direct, you can be forward, you can clearly state what you like, what you dislike. But it's like, you know, Jennifer, I feel like there's this thing with Jennifer Aniston and a lot of the celebrities too. Like, it's funny, we were just talking about the Will Smith thing. And while I do think they have access to meeting a lot of people, I bet you there's like a lot of fear for people, like, you know, to just approach Jennifer Aniston and be like, hey, like, you're really pretty. Can we go on a date? Like, I'm sure that doesn't happen as much as we think it does.
Oh, 100%.
Because of the fear.
Could you imagine going up to Jennifer Aniston and be like, hey, dude, and trying to flirt with them? I remember night one having to go up to Caitlin and Britt and seeing them on the previous season of The Bachelor. They were celebrities to me. I was like, oh, I'm supposed to be the one who's hitting on these girls. Are you out of your mind? I'm terrified.
What's Britt doing now? Do you know?
She actually, from what I remember, she got back together with her boyfriend prior to the show, and I think they're married and have kids now. She's doing really well, I think.
Oh wow!
Yeah, for her. I know. Very happy for her. And then obviously Caitlin is. Okay, so man, we really just need Ashley. You know how they have fact checkers? We need Ashley needs to be our fact checker for Help I Suck at Dating because she knows everything.
Like Around the Horn or something like that. There's that ESPN show where after every episode they talk about what they did wrong.
Yeah.
That could be Ashley for us.
We really do need Ashley for that. So apparently Britt has been married for 4 years and has a daughter. So she's doing very well.
But nice. Yeah, I don't know if anybody goes up to Jennifer Aniston because that would be quite intimidating. I also had something. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I know how to get Jennifer Aniston back into the dating world. I mean, it's clear as day. She's beautiful. She's ready to find love. She's ready to find her husband. She's a huge Bachelor fan. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, coming spring 2022, your new Bachelorette, Rachel from Friends. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, if they are talking about having a senior quote-unquote Bachelor season, obviously 52 is not quite senior, but hey, kick it off with a bang. That would be hilariously amazing. And I'm sure the ratings would be through the roofs for something like that.
You know what? And it could be a little, like you said, it wouldn't be a senior Bachelor season, but I'm sure Jennifer wants to date somebody, you know, probably in his 40s, 50s. So I think it would be quite interesting, actually, if the Bachelorette kind of went a little bit older. I mean, granted, you'd have to get Jennifer Aniston to become the Bachelorette, which I don't think is very easy because she's, you know, one of the biggest celebrities in the world. But it would be cool to see her date other guys who were, you know, older. And we had an older season. It wouldn't be as dramatic, obviously, because the cattiness wouldn't be as you know, prevalent. But it would be pretty cool to see.
You know, my ex-girlfriend actually is on the season of The Next Bachelor.
Really? Ex-girlfriend, yeah. Like how important of an ex?
Very well, she was like one of the main exes. She was my girlfriend from college. I've talked about her on the podcast a few times.
Really?
But I told the producers like called me and they're like, hey, we're thinking about casting this person. What do you think of her? We know that you dated, you know, 10 years ago. And I was like, oh, like she's great. If she gets selected for the show, she'll either win the show or she'll be the next Bachelorette. And I firmly believe that, but she's 31. So if she becomes Bachelorette, Claire's 39. So I guess they already kind of skewed a little bit older with her, but.
Yeah, but 31's a great age.
Yeah, it's not 52 by any stretch of the imagination.
Are you okay saying her name or do we want to keep this confidential for, I guess, I don't know. It's up to you.
I mean, it's public information already. I'll keep teasing it because we got a lot of time leading up to the season. And I want to see if you can figure out who it is maybe when the season is airing.
How long did you guys date for?
Just like a year and a half. Like it was just like a college relationship. We did it for a year and a half. But
a year and a half's a long time.
Yeah, especially at that age. We were both 19. But yeah, she was probably the second love of my life, if you will. And it's funny actually, because when I got cast for the first show I was on, she texted me and she was like, oh, you know, it's funny to see, like, good to see you moving on finally or something like that. And so then when she got cast, I like texted her. I was like, oh, it's good to see you moving on. No. It's just funny how it like, she was giving me crap for going on the show. Yeah. And now she's going on the show. It's kind of silly. But yeah, I guess it'll be funny to see that. But
interesting. Well, we're going to have to keep up to date with that as the season progresses.
What's really funny too is Kaylin has a good friend that's on the season as well. And Kaylin is convinced that her friend will either win or become the next Bachelorette. And so Kaylin and I have a bet going to whose friend is going to go further. It's going to be a fun season to watch.
Oh, well, yeah, we got to get names. Once the season starts airing, we got to get Kaylin's guy's name. And so we'll see how far he goes. And then once the new Bachelor season airs, we'll get your girl's name. And then we'll see how far she goes.
Isn't it kind of weird how they announced the Bachelor? Because we haven't even met the guy yet.
It's extremely weird. Ashley and I were talking about it. Why are you announcing the women so early? And because when I first saw it, I thought, oh, this must be some sort of spoiler for the upcoming season of The Bachelor. And then I saw the pictures and I was like, oh, they all look like they've been taken in the same area. That's weird. Right. And then I found out that it was those official Bachelor photos were, you know, just posted. And it was like, no, this is the cast of the season. And this is the official announcement. And it was like, what the hell? We haven't even gotten Michelle's season yet.
We haven't even gotten Michelle's season yet. And yeah, it just seems so rushed. Not rushed, but like just.
No, it definitely seems weird. Rushed. It's weird.
They even put it on like the Bachelor Facebook page. That's how that's not how we found out, but it's just weird to see that.
The only thing I can think of is that they were trying to get ahead of spoilers. And they're like, before anybody can even spoil who the girls are, we'll just put them out there.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Interesting. Anyway, we do have, of course, an email from our wonderful listeners who's listening to this right now. Thank you, by the way, for listening to this podcast. I hope you know how much it means to Dean and I. I know we always like joke around, but in all sincerity, you guys, the only reason we do have a podcast is because you listen, and thank you for that. because we really appreciate
it. Thank you for that. Do we want to take a quick break before the email, or do we want to just go straight to the email?
Let's take a quick break. I'm tired.
You know, we deserve it. You need to get some water.
I actually would like some water.
All right, stick around through the break. We'll be right back.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
All right, welcome back.
Good segue.
Thank you. Welcome back. Let's get to this one email from Lily. Oh, we only one email, you guys? Come on, we're slacking. Email us, isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Please, questions, comments, concerns, disgruntulations, impenetrabilations, anything in the whole wide world. It's just a thought. Maybe you have an angry letter you want to write to your mother-in-law. Just write that to us instead and we'll read it here on the air. isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Oh, and by the way, if you're still listening to this, go ahead and leave us a review on the Apple Store because we need them. Remember when we did that thing where we said roast us in the review, but just give us a 5-star review?
Yeah, should we do that again?
Let's do that again. And the winner, we'll give the winner of the best 5-star review comment something really special. I don't know what it is, but we need it. We need it really bad. We need it in a bad way. So just go ahead and do it, and we'll give you something real nice. All right, let's get to this email from Lily. It looks like Mark joined us, if he wants to read this for us.
Well, I joined because Easton gave me a heads up that this email is addressed to me as well as Easton and Jared. So
nice.
Here I am, and it's from Lily.
What am I, chopped liver? I'm just kidding.
Well, I think it's about you, Dean. I think that's the issue.
Right.
Lily says, I have a question for Mark, Easton, and Jared. I'm curious to hear your perspective, seeing as though you guys have seen Dean every week for the past few years. What have you guys noticed about Dean and his relationship with Kaylin compared to his past relationships? Is he different with her than he was in the past? When they first started dating, did you think it was going to last, or did you think it was going to be a short fling?
Interesting
Lily,
question.
That's a good question. Anybody want to go first or me?
I'll go first. I thought it was going to be a short fling.
You did?
I feel like at the time I considered Dean a non-monogamous sort. I felt like he was a guy that was not someone who committed to a relationship or really anything, by the way.
Okay,
not
sure.
Just in love life. He's not committing to anything. ever. It makes it, it's just against who he is. It makes him feel claustrophobic to be committed to something regularly. So I thought it was just another fling. And great, good for you. Have a good time. She's lovely, and that's awesome. Since then, I've noticed a difference. He talks more openly about her, about the relationship, about their future together, about marriage he's talked about in the show, about kids, whether yes or no. It's just everything's more on the table with him with this relationship. I don't claim to be his best friend or anything. I just see him for this podcast every week for, what, 3-4 years now.
It's a long time.
And that's what I've noticed is he is all in. He does not seem to be claustrophobic at all. He seems to really legitimately be enjoying his life with Kaylin, and it may end up being his life with Kaylin.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thanks, Mark.
That is beautiful. Easton, we'll go down the line.
I have to agree with Mark. I did not see this going the distance. Like Mark said, Dean, I didn't take you as the long-term relationship type. And also, I hope this isn't causing a problem by mentioning this, but I have a memory of years ago, right when you first started dating Kaylin, we were at some podcast thing in like Tahoe or Reno or something like that. And, we were at a casino and you were running around screaming or something. And Kaylin and I were eating pizza and she looked at me and she's like, what did I get myself into? Is he like this whole And I was like, oh man, she's going to wise up and bail at some point. But just like Mark said, I have noticed that you've matured so much before our very eyes. You've grown into this beautiful young man. And you're so open to talking about things I really didn't think you'd be interested in. Building a life with this person, having all these experiences, has just been really exciting. I'm just excited to see you grow further with her.
Oh, thanks, Easton. It's funny that you bring up that that Tahoe night because Kaylin ribs me for it all the time. I think that was probably the drunkest I've ever been in my entire life. I was like, I had the hiccups. I remember I like put a beer on my seat at the concert and totally forgot that it was there, and I sat down onto the beer. And so she gives me a lot of crap for that. But that is funny to think that was like 2 weeks into our relationship.
Yeah. To answer your question, I definitely have seen a change in Dean. I think I was torn whether it was going to last or not. But I'll never forget going back into the iHeart studio when you had just left Paradise and you were only gone for like a week. Because I don't even think you missed an episode of the podcast. Because
I didn't.
The next week you were there and I was like, holy crap, you're already back from Paradise? And you were like, yeah, I left, blah, blah, blah. And then you were like, yeah, but I think I'm going back down tomorrow. I was like, what do you mean back down tomorrow? And he's like, well, I broke up with, I ended things with Kaylin. I can't stop thinking about her. And I really think I just messed up and I want to go back down and I miss her. I want to date her. And I remember talking to you and I was like, if you're just going down for Kaylin, I think you should totally do it. I think 100% you should just go. If you're only going for Kaylin and you say, hey, I'm either leaving with you or leaving without you, but I'm not staying here. So I'm so glad you did it. And when you went back down, I knew that you were going to really invest in the relationship because of how much you cared about Kaylin and how you really wanted to put time and effort into it, especially if you're going to make this grand romantic gesture like going back into Paradise, that you were going to really take the time and the effort to invest. And you have. And I think it is interesting to see an evolution in you, Dean. I mean, obviously, you still like, barely show up to the podcast and your Wi-Fi never works. So some things will never change, which I love and is so endearing of you. But I can also see a change in you when you talk about Kaylin, because I agree with both Mark and Easton. I think a lot of times when you were talking about your future, even, when you first started dating Kaylin, a lot of it was like what you thought your future was going to look like. And now when you talk about the future, you talk about a future with Kaylin and her being a part of that life. And so that's really cool to see because it's like, oh yeah, Kaylin's going to be there in my future because we're in a relationship together and that's kind of the way it's going to go. Where before, when you were single, obviously, you talked about this future of not knowing what you're going to do. You're going to live in a van and just travel the world and you want to be a loner and you don't want to be in a relationship. And so to see Kaylin kind of change that in you has been really cool.
This was a fun little bit. It's fun to hear you guys talk about me. I got to be honest. And there's a lot of...
Do you think you've changed?
Yeah, well, one sec. But Mark and Easton, it's funny to hear you guys talk about how I was committed to not committing to anything. And I felt that there was a little bit of a...
you guys are personalizing a little bit. I sense a little bit of frustration with the podcast here. I appreciate that, but you're absolutely right. Have I felt the change? Yeah, I, especially in the past, like it's weird, like, you know, over the past like 6 months, especially, I don't know. I guess I've always, like, when I went back to Paradise to date Kaylin, which I was 50-50 on whether to do that or not. And Jared, that conversation that we had back in the podcasting room was what set me over the edge to go back and do it.
Oh, well.
You're like, why not? Just, wow. You're like, why not just do it? So yeah, so actually I owe our relationship to you. So I appreciate that.
I don't know about that, but I appreciate it.
I knew that I was going to, like, I would fully dive into the relationship, but it's going, yeah, I mean, it's going better than I ever could have hoped. So I'm super happy, but I guess a change in myself, like, it's weird because I always kind of, the reason I shied away from like commitment and monogamy and all those kind of things was because I felt like it would hinder my ability to do the things that I've wanted to do, like go skydive in Alaska or whatever it is. And the nice thing about this relationship, and I think most relationships that are just like healthy, is that I can still do whatever I want to do. I just now get to share a lot of those experiences with the person that I love. And that's super nice and unique and a wonderful thing. But I, like, she doesn't like prohibit me from, you know, going out and getting wasted at a casino and screaming in the casino and then going and skydiving Alaska or, you know, going to Nepal or whatever it is. So like all of the things that I was worried about entering a relationship to, like, that were going to like hold me back or like hinder me, they're just not as real as I thought they were going to be. So that's really nice.
Two things. One, I have a quick question because I think it's going to be interesting in the next few years if Kaylin wants kids and if you want kids, because I do think that might hinder your ability to run around a casino and sit on your beer or almost get decapitated by a plane while jumping out of it right. In Alaska in 0 degree weather. So I'm curious about that and if you're open to that. And secondly, it's interesting hearing you talk about Kaylin because subconsciously, first of all, you're such a contrarian. When you talk about Kaylin and nobody's asking you about it, you sound so lovey-dovey and just how into you, like you can just hear how much you love her. But then anytime like we ask you to actually talk about it, you're always like, well, you know, we'll see how it goes. And it's like, ah, you son of a bitch.
I hate the performative nature of that stuff. You know, it's like, I'm not a dancing monkey. I don't want to just like, you know, put on this little show for you guys. But yeah, I guess whenever it comes up naturally, I don't mind talking about it quite as much, but you're right. It definitely is the contrarian in me. It stems from an issue that I have with authority, and you guys are authority figures. When you ask questions like that, maybe that's what it is. But the kids thing, yeah. I mean, Kaylin and I talk about kids. It's funny because when we first started dating, she was like 100% wants kids, probably like 4 kids or something like that. And I have like, you know, I've always wanted kids in a way, but I've gone back and forth on them just because I know how much of a responsibility they are. And with my life being so uncertain, like, I don't know if I'll be able to take care of myself for the next 10 years. Like, how on earth could I take care of a child? You know what I mean? So that's kind of where the uncertainty stems from that. But, we're both continuously like shifting our ideas on children. Like she definitely still wants a kid. I think she at this point wants like 1 kid. But she's still so young. She's 26. And so, I don't think we're in any rush. And I think like the longer we wait, the better of a decision we'll be able to make, you know, like let's say in 3 or 4 years, we completely change our minds and we don't want kids. If we have a kid next year, then we can't have that decision because, hey, we already have a kid. But if we take, you know, 3 more years to figure it out and really decide what we want to do together, then we'll be pretty confident in the decision that we make. And like I said, she's young, she's 26. So there's not really any rush, especially if we only want to have 1. So that's kind of where our heads are at with that. What do you that seemed like a good reasoning, right?
I think that was fantastic. Great email. Cool. Lily, thank you so much. And then everybody listening, please, once again, email us at isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. It's Dean's favorite part of the segment. We love you guys. Continue following us on Help I Suck at Dating Instagram. A lot of good content up there. And that will do it, I think, for today's show. Unless you got anything else, Deanie.
Deanie's coffee beanies is, I think I'm good over here. You got to name one for Mark and Easton too. I'll help you think of some names. Yeah, but that's a really good idea.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I know. We definitely need to do that. So Mark and Easton, if you guys have any ideas for drinks named after you guys, please let us know.
Well, I don't drink caffeine, so it's got to be not caffeinated, and I'm not good with dairy. So it really is getting down there now.
Yeah, what the
idea? Sort of a fruit smoothie.
Mark's boring drink. You want that one?
Mark water bottle.
Yeah, Mark's water bottle, exactly. They'll just slap your name over like the water jug in the corner or something like that. Anyways, thank you guys for joining us, Mark and Easton. Thank you guys for coming in and saying those surprisingly nice things with a little sprinkle of meanness in there, but it was overall mostly nice. So I appreciate that. Thanks guys for joining us. Thank you to Lily for emailing us. Keep the emails coming. isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Thank you to Claire and Dale for giving us stuff to talk about this episode, along with Jennifer Aniston and Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. Thank you guys all for just existing. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. We cannot wait till you tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help, I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City in Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.